We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win. Right?
Right? Yeah, that's right, yeah. From that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah.
Well, we're at the end of April of the Penguins.
Aww.
The progress of the Penguin April's on for another year. I mean, how was it? How do we declare a winner? Do we declare a winner? Is there a winning team?
Yeah.
GPC, as the commissioner, legally announce a winner. Let me just pull up this trophy to be ready to hand it off. GPC, Aaron, the winner of the first ever Penguin Baseball League is... drum roll, or even a dinner roll, or any sort
of drumstick, even
roll your tongue, drumstick,
ice cream.
Oh, now I want ice cream.
God, I fucking want ice cream.
Fuck, I want ice
so
cream.
Bad.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That the winner is. I always want ice cream.
The winner of the 2024 baseball penguin baseball league.
Please.
Okay, that's canonical
please,
now. It's baseball.
Is it too late to bribe?
Baseball penguin league is.
Is it too late to bribe you? Is it too late to bribe you?
No.
Oh, okay. I will Venmo you $10. Get something nice.
Eventually.
Huh. A promise to be Venmoed. Good enough for me. The winner is...
Yay!
The fans.
No!
Anyone
who
listened to
fans.
These episodes, anyone who bought merch, anyone and everyone who supported Penguin Baseball, you are the winner of this season. All the other teams lost.
Yeah. The championship game was a real letdown. As I recall, the Road Warriors were up by like 25 points, and then they called it, and they were like, the fans win, and everyone went home grumbling.
Which is weird, because they're winners.
Yeah, they're winners. They should be
sore
fucking
winners.
Thrilled. Yeah. If I won, I'd be fucking ecstatic.
Well, we'll have to probably do it all over again next year.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
Maybe pick a different sport. I don't know. I really like this.
Aaron, wow, your Venmo hasn't gone through yet.
Aaron, you've been so into pick a different sport. You brought it up last episode as well. You really want there to be a different sport.
I guess I'm the only one who cares about keeping our brand fresh.
Uh-oh, it's time for a animal sports parade.
Okay, we can do it.
Jaguars playing basketball?
Wait, hold on. That's the IUPUI Jags. They do play basketball.
Oh, spiders playing poker.
There
poker
you go.
Skunks playing golf.
I just want to say, Adel had the opportunity to do animal plus sport, and he picked spider and poker. All right, let's see. Animal plus sport. Mosquito playing Halo 2.
Ooh. You suck, you suck, you suck.
This must be a mosquito. He keeps saying I suck. But we're closing off our first season of Penguin Baseball League by bringing it to the Penguin Baseball League fans. Listeners, damn it. I should never say fans. I have to say listeners. And we asked people in the chatterbox to bring us their Penguin Baseball League questions to see if that we could answer them, because it's an audio format. I wish that everyone could just go to a PBL game and experience it for themselves.
Yeah.
But you there's probably a lot that gets left on the cutting room floor that people don't understand when it comes to Penguin Baseball. So we have a few of those questions now.
I just want to address something based off what you said. We've used that term a few times, the cutting room floor. We just want to be clear. The Penguins are fine. There's no sort of, we're not
legally
butchering.
Say the Penguins are fine at all.
We're not butchering Penguins, okay?
We can say that. The Penguins are, I don't know. We can legally say that. We can't say they're fine, but we can say the Penguins.
We can legally say the Penguins are fine.
Keeping it toy.
Okay, so C. Ellipses asks, are the umpires also penguins? How often do they Zamboni the ice? And if the game goes too far into extra innings, have you considered letting a polar bear on the ice?
Whoa. Wow, I'm being inundated. By tough, hard-hitting
questions.
All right,
okay,
part one.
Are the umpires also penguins?
No. The umpires.
No!
Think of the root word, ump, right? Ump. What in nature has ump in it? Umpback. Whales.
The and if umpires, they're not available, we get chimps, chomps, umps. You get it. It's monkeys.
No, we get them both. Umpires are chimpanzees riding humpback whales.
Chimpires.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. We can all agree, Aaron, I need to hear you say it's the easiest way to do it. Aaron.
You guys, unfortunately, it is the easiest way to do it.
And easiest way to do it.
Big shout out to two of the best in the biz, the chimpanzee humpback couple that are Glenn.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Glenn and Frenda.
Glenn and Frenda.
Beautiful couple.
Great season.
A chimp and a humpback together. Beautiful. Beautiful
chimp
thing.
Chimp and a humpback. Oh no.
Chimp and a humpback. Oh no.
I think it's interesting about asking about if they Zamboni the ice, because of course not, because Zambonis don't occur in nature, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
March of the Penguins, when Morgan Freeman's like, and the penguins leave the ice for 11 minutes so the Zamboni can do its work.
Wait a second. Aaron can do a Morgan Freeman, but when I do a 20-minute Chris Rock that's actually pretty good and just the jokes that he does, we cut it from the episode?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We did that famous 30-minute episode, and people were like, oh, I wonder why.
We'll never know what that 20 minutes was.
Our Bruce Almighty parody?
Yeah.
They were talking. They talked about Chris Rock. And then it cut back to them, and they were all crying.
I can't do my Asian chef, Chris Walk, without it getting cut from the episode. The fucking balls.
Can I just say, one of the worst Muppets. Here's what I'll say. Yes, there are Zambonis in nature, but that's expensive to, you know, to catch and sedate and acclimate a Zamboni to a baseball league. What we do is we have the penguins come out on the ice and slide on their little tummies, and their tummies are sort of natural ice smoothers.
They have Zamboni-like qualities, right? Mm-hmm. Their tummies have...
Zantummies. Like...
They can exfoliate the ice.
They can Oh, Aaron, great...
Exactly.
Great details.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have, people often ask, why is there a woman on the podcast? And it's because she has words like exfoliate that men just certainly don't know.
Yeah, words that
people
we forget about.
People are asking that. Why is there a woman on the podcast? She's not funny. She's not interesting. Why do they keep her around?
Skincare tips. If the game goes into... too far into extra innings, have you considered letting a polar bear on the ice? We've talked about this a lot with having cheetahs, I believe, on the ice trying to catch penguins, but would we ever consider putting a polar bear on there?
I think it's too, we all know the phrase, if it's white, say goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the term they use for survival tips against a polar bear. There is no surviving a polar bear. So we have taken measures to not allow any polar bears near the area. We've also banned all Coca-Cola products because we know they're drawn to that.
Mm-hmm. They sniff it out.
Oh, they sniff it out.
Mm-hmm.
Coke heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why they're white. All the Coke they do. That's why, you know, flamingos are pink. Flamingos are flink because they eat all that shrimp and everything. Flamingos are flink. Is there a problem?
No.
That's why polar bears are white is because all the Coke they do.
It's because they do a bunch of Coke, a cola, mm-hmm. and cocaine.
I think that's honestly the original ASMR. Is I remember when you two might be too young for this.
Roar.
When I was a kid, polar bears don't go. When I was a kid, there's so many Coca-Cola commercials around Christmas time that were polar bears drinking Coke, and the audio was like, like the crisp open of a can, and then it would be the polar bears going, and there'd be like crunching snow sounds, and it was so loud and vivid that I think that's, to me, that was like the original ASMR. Just a little tangent.
No, I'm with you.
What was your original ASMR, Aaron? What was your first ASMR experience?
Probably TikTok.
So young.
Yeah, I'm so young. I'm so young.
God, I'm so young. I remember now it's all TikTok. I remember when you had to go down to the fucking Walgreens and go to the back room and watch one of the employees open the tennis balls with their feet. And that was ASMR. And now everybody just Googles Walgreens employee ASMR TikTok feet and they get the fucking same experience.
TikTok feet.
One, two, three, four. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.